So who thought going to the shop could be so difficult? Going down to your local supermarket to just buy the provisions for the week. But maybe if you've been watching the news or reading online blogs beforehand, you'll suddenly become aware of more than just diet. It's not just diet you've got to check and make sure the labels don't have things you're allergic to, or those sort of things. Nuts, you might be allergic to nuts, or it's just so much to think about. And then it comes to things like palm oil, where it's about the environment and not your diet necessarily, and you start looking into palm oil and thinking, oh, what has palm oil been put in? And then you look at, say, Nutella, which I did, and I thought, oh my goodness, I love Nutella. Nutella goes on all sorts of things. Use it in cooking and make lovely desserts with it. So I got quite worried, and I looked on the label, and then I saw articles and comments from ministers in France about, oh, how bad Nutella is, with plantations being created in Indonesia, and the effect it's having on local populations and orangutans and the burning of rainforest. I thought, oh my goodness, can I really go and buy another jar of Nutella and live with myself and sleep at night? So I've been doing a bit more research into this sort of thing, and well, this is what I want to talk about, because there's all sorts of things you have to think about. It's not just looking at the label and seeing palm oil. Oh my goodness, I can't buy that, because I then went back to look at the policy that Nutella had, and it actually has made a lot of changes since criticism earlier this year. That's 2015. And just like many other food producers now, it's a member of the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil, the RSPO. And they have a target to meet to make sure that all palm oil is sustainable by 2020. And apparently they're ahead of target. And even Greenpeace is now saying, oh, yes, it is fine to eat Nutella. They're some of the good guys. They've done a lot of work. And so it's not as simple as going and looking on the label saying palm oil. No, I can't, because you've then got to go back and check every product you want to buy. I just Googled palm oil policy. One of them came up was Mars.com, Mars bars. And then another one that's talking about the rapid expansion of palm oil plantations threatening environmentally sensitive areas of tropical rainforest and carbon-rich peatlands, as well as the rights of communities that depend on the forests and the lands for their livelihood. And there's a picture of a nice bit of rainforest there. And you think, well, that's good. They're doing something. And they've got a commitment. So we will continue to source 100% RSPO Mass Balance certified palm oil, but we are now strengthening our commitment as follows to ensure this palm oil is genuinely sustainable. Our ambition is to go beyond the RSPO criteria to only source palm oil from companies whose operations meet the following sourcing charter within the time frame described. Only from legal sources. I don't know what legal sources are. No development in areas of high conservation value. No development in high carbon stock forest areas. No development on peatlands regardless of depth. No burning to clear land for new developments or to replant existing developments. Those sort of things. That is really good. But then you talk to other people, say, oh, no, that's greenwash. That's a new term that's come to me. Greenwash. It's like whitewash, but for environmental protection, in that people are adopting these policies to give them a greener appearance. I'm not saying that's what's happened in Mars or Nutella or anything, but it's difficult to know unless you go and do research on every single product. I mean, one of the things that I'm doing at the moment is really simplifying the way I eat. So I'm going back to basic ingredients. I mean, I know that mung beans, they don't have any palm oil in them. And I know that the broccoli I buy doesn't have palm oil in them, and the chicken, and but I'm sure if I looked into each of those that there may be concerns about the way the chicken is reared. I mean, that's another issue. It's a minefield out there. Can you be good all over, all round in the way you buy food without affecting some piece of the world, and being adversely affecting that piece of the world? Is it possible, apart from if you really keep things basic and you grow your own vegetable and eat your own chicken eggs, it's back to self-sufficiency, is it? To be totally environmentally sensitive and not because the other thing someone's saying about soya beans, oh, you've got to be aware of soya beans as well. Why soya beans? Well, apparently soya beans, that's all about GM, genetically modified. And I haven't been looking about into what soya beans are being used for in the food that I eat, but what I do know is that I am trying to stick to base ingredients. Is that the way to go? Maybe comment on this podcast and tell me your thoughts on this initial part of my journey. I haven't done this much before, so I'm a novice. So maybe you can all help and guide me. But keep it simple. I'm not clever at these sort of things. I'm no scientist, but that's a good thing, because it's easy to shove a lot of science at someone saying, yes, this is it, but not everyone will understand that. Got to keep the message simple. So help me out, people.